All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. This is Grimm's Visual Novel Corner. Yes, we're bringing it back. Originally, we were playing Fatal 12, and of course, I had all these issues going on with my head and the voices and all the crazy crap. Just don't go through a mental breakdown and anxiety, folks. It'll destroy your everything. So, now that we're over that arc of my life, that was a really tough arc, we're gonna go back in and finish this. So, I'm not really that freaked out about it anymore. I'm not shaking or anything, but it's gonna be intense. So let's continue, because I'm interested. I know you are too. Good morning. Wow. It is time to wakey wakey. I struggle to muffle my own voice as I hear someone else is shouting into my ear. The voice belongs to none other than Sonya. She revealed last night she had no lodging plan, so I agreed to let her stay here to avoid having her roam the streets. I was surprised you let me stay, though. I was of the impression that I could stay at one of those so-called manga cafes with ease. Sounds to me like you've been browsing the internet too much, young lady. Besides, those aren't exactly hotels in the first place. She tilts her head inquisitively in response to my surprise. I know a lot of people do stay overnight at them, but I can't see anyone getting a good night's sleep on a chair. That, and I doubt they'd let a kid in there so late at night. Are you okay with your decision, though? She tilts her head in the opposite direction, this time with wide and hopeful eyes. She's referring to a promise I made with her last night. I promised to give her a tour of Japan, even if it's a brief one. She may be able to speak Japanese, but this is still a whole new culture for her, that and... It'll be a lot more fun. It'll be a lot more fun with two people, won't it? Sister. I'm glad I came across someone as kind as you. That alone makes coming to Japan worth it. Save that for after you've made some good memories. Don't forget that we're staying within Tokyo. There's good meaning behind doing this during divine selection. So long as I survive, her memories and experiences here in Japan won't disappear. Oh, and don't forget that I've got to go to school, so we need to meet at Shinjuku Station in the evening. Understood. She smiles and raises an arm into the air as part of her enthusiastic reply. If only I had realized then what it was that she kept hidden behind that smile. Uh-oh. Good morning, Rinka. Morini! Good morning. Yo, did you notice that I turned morning Rinny into one word? Coming to school has helped me to settle down lately. Being reminded that I've still got a regular life, despite everything, does wonders for one's mental state. Ah, you're gonna ignore it? What kind of reaction were you expecting from me? Well, good night, my friends. Hee hee. It's always a touch relieving to see Mal act as she always does. Mal lets the comment fly over her head and sprawls out over her desk instead. I bet she's pulled another all-nighter. If that's the case, good luck waking her up before lunchtime. It's impossible for me not to smile at that freedom of hers. No matter what happens, I'll always have this place, yeah.
Nanny,
Screw lunch. I'm still tired, so back to sleep I go. Well then, we may as well go up to the rooftop. Yeah, what have you been up to that makes you this tired, though? Stayed up watching a drama because they were airing the whole thing at once online. By the time it was over, there was the sun. Wait, so you didn't get any sleep at all? That's why I'm sleeping now. Yeah, she's out of the game. Miharu seems to be thinking the same thing. When was the last time the two of us managed to get some alone time, some time alone like this? We make our way up to the rooftop after buying lunch. Miharu is eating light as usual. Today really is one of those perfect days for sitting up here. And yet, the fact that we're the only ones doing it proves that we really are avoided by others. To be honest, I feel like that's more of a blessing than a curse these days. I have to admit, I'm happy that we can still spend time together like this, even while divine selection is happening. She accompanies her comment with that usual charming smile of hers. As for me, I'm happy about it too. You're probably going through some You're probably going through some tough times thanks to this whole situation as well, so just being able to sit here and forget about it for a while really is nice. I really meant what I said. I know that I'll do everything I can for the sake of your smile. Let's not get into that for the time being. Maharu's expression as she declared her intention to give her a life for mine flashes across my mind all of a sudden. I've gotten over a lot of things lately, but that's not one of them. Oh, sorry. Well, do you mind if I ask you something? She changes the topic before preparing to bite into her sandwich. You haven't been meeting with Naomi recently, have you? It's a pretty standard question, but her face looks deadly serious. She's gotten really good at brewing coffee now, so there's no need for me to keep coaching her. Plus, she's busy with culture festival preparations. Something happened between you two, right? I haven't told Miharu that Naomi was helping me out. That would put unnecessary pressure on them both. And it's why I have no idea how to answer her question. Miharu persists despite my hesitation, though. There's a stark difference between asking another participant like me for help as opposed to someone uninvolved like her. You realize how dangerous things could get, and then you decided to put some distance between you, correct? It was the right call. Don't ask how I know about this, though. I just need you to understand that I'm not as dense as you when it comes to how people interact with one another. Naomi's attitude has been very different than usual. Starting with last week, you could say she looked like she had a true purpose motivating her.
So,
I guess I shouldn't have tried to hide it from you. Don't worry about that. I'm aware that you did it with me and Mao in mind. Thanks, Miharu. But you're right. I made sure that she won't help me out anymore. I'll handle the rest on my own. If only you'd ask me for help, but no. Huh? Wait. Miharu casts her eyes over to the entrance, and then speaks to me in a whisper. We're being watched. I heard a noise coming from over there just now. You sure it's not another student? That wouldn't be an issue, but what if it's not? The implication is clear. We can't discount the possibility of another participant having made their way into the school to keep an eye on us. I'll open the door. No, let's open it together. We're best off in the worst case scenario that way. She nods and we make our way to the door under the pretense that we're heading back to class. We don't hear any footsteps, so it's likely they are still there. As it turns out, our guess is right on the money. My stomach has reached its limit yet again. Mind explaining this? Miharu directs her question at me. Well, this'll take a while to explain. This is one of those rare times where I can't help but clasp my hands on top of my head in a panic. Sorry, Rinka, but even I have to point out how dumb this situation is. Yes, I'm well aware. Wowee, so this is a maid cafe. I've heard much about them. Sonya wanders around the store, taking every aspect of it. I suppose this isn't the kind of place you'd find in Russia. In an ideal world, I wouldn't have come here. Not to say that the maid cafes are bad in general, but I don't really like standing out among the predominantly male customer base. Plenty of anime and manga are set in schools, so that seems to have led Sonya to take an interest in what they're really like. Seems she had to enroll in a correspondence school due to her condition, which meant that she never actually had the chance to go to a physical school. As such, going to one was part of being able to see the world at large in her eyes. That's why she snuck into a Mecca High to watch what I was doing. I figured she would have been caught doing so, but she gave me this excuse. I trained myself in the art of the ninja, so I had no issues. She made some wacky hand gestures at the same time. Apparently they're from an anime that had aired while I was in elementary school. Your kindness is something I should be proud of as your friend, but... You're going to do more damage than you think if you finish that sentence. Miharu is obviously baffled, so I could only give her a timid response. Lunch break ended not long ago after we discovered Sonya, so we had to get her to lay low somewhere until school was over. On our way back, I explained that I let her stay at my place. Once Miharu mentioned that she had to go to work, the topic shifted to what Miharu's job entailed. Sonya's odd impressions about certain parts of Japan have led her to believe that maid cafes represent the country just as much as places like Kiyomizu Temple, so she's pretty much forced us to take her. You don't regret your decision, do you? I don't. In that case, I can still say I'm proud of you. Sonya makes her way back to our table just as we wrap our conversation. There are a number of ornaments and notes littering the store, so it's not uncommon for customers to leave their seats. However, it is certainly odd for a girl her age to be wandering around a store like this. That's why all eyes are on us when she returns. Maids are normally in charge of... household chores, correct? Why did you become one when you're only in high school? I'm only working here part-time. Also, you won't find the kind of maid you're imagining here in Japan. Come on, no need to crush your dreams. Oh ho, I see. And here I was thinking you were secretly magical girl Miharu. More importantly, how do you know my name? Oh, you must have overheard Rinka using it. What is a so-called special pancake? Yuck, they've got those here. Basically, the maid draws something on it and recites a spell to make it taste delicious. A spell? How interesting. I'll have one. The entire store gasped in horror upon hearing her request. Hold on. Rinka, that menu option doesn't quite fit with my character here, so ideally I'd be able to refuse her request. Not that I blame you. Right? Let's just say that those pancakes aren't particularly good in the first place. Certainly not worth the 5,000 yen price tag. Good night. I'd assume you know why they're so expensive. That means they're about $50. Moreover, this particular menu exists solely to squeeze more money out of single customers. I'd rather not have you enable the manager's wicked business tactics. So I don't get any? Unfortunately not, unless you're willing to ask someone other than me. Just then, the manager calls Miharu over. I guess he's noticed our little conversation. Her expression upon returning is an awkward mix of anger and despair. She places a tray with a pancake on her table and then doodles something on it using a chocolate pen, a stuffed animal shaped to look similar to the one Sonya carries. Amazing! Look! Pasazir, it's you! Are you going to cast a spell on it for me next? I need to do this in front of Rika? Sorry, but I'm going to curse you for the rest of my life now. Maharu shoots Sonya the most evil glare I've ever seen from her. It's not the kind of expression you normally show to a child. She then turns to me, looking more serious than I've ever seen her. You listening, Rinka? What I'm about to do is only part of this job, okay? That's why I need you to forget all about it once you leave. She looks ever so tense. Hearing that causes all sorts of scenarios to run through my head, which leads me to feel embarrassed on her behalf before she even does it. She inhales sharply and lifts her index fingers into the air. Nummy nummy, pancake for your tummy. She spins her index fingers in the air a few times before creating the shape of a heart by cupping both hands together, which she then thrusts out towards the pancake. I have finally borne witness to one of Japan's magical girls at work. Sonya is likely oblivious to the emotions Miharu is keeping tucked away behind that smile. Instead, she is tickled pink that she's gotten to witness something so rare. Meanwhile, Maharu hasn't moved an inch after striking her pose. She does all in her power to not make eye contact with me. That was really cute. I'll never live this one down. I couldn't bring myself to look her in the eyes when I muttered that either. So Maharu covers her face in shame and runs off to the back room. Why is your face all red? I feel guilty. I should have tried harder to stop her. Once Sonya has finished her meal, I make sure to get our bill right away. Speaking of the bill, Sonya pays using the credit card she has on her. It's the only reason I let her order in the first place. As we are about to leave, Maharu returns from the back room. She's back in her school uniform. It would seem she's managed to get off early for the day, although I make sure not to ask how or why. I want to look around Akihabara. Oh yeah, you mentioned that. I'm not too familiar with Akihabara, though. Then I'll join you. You're fine with that, aren't you, Rinka? Maharu comes here often, so we'd be better off having her guide us. Besides, it's not like I trust you yet. I'd rather not leave the two of you alone. I can't call Maharu out, not even for a harsh tone. While I trust Sonya, I'm still aware of the risks involved in being with her like this. Are you taking us then? There's lots and lots I want to see. Sonya shows little care for our concerns in that regard. She really is brimming with innocence, isn't she? Having decided on what to do next, we finally leave the maid cafe. Shinjuku station is packed due to everyone making their way home from work. The three of us take the Sobu line from Akihabara back to Shinjuku and then get off so we can make our respective transfers. I didn't think we'd spend that much time there. It was great. By the time we finish touring Akihabara, I am beat. I usually only get off there to make a quick transfer, so I honestly had no idea what it'd be like. I noticed tons of anime and electronic stores while we walked around. Sonya kept stopping in front of and going into stores that caught her interest, so it's safe to say she pretty much dragged us wherever she wanted. Your knowledge of Japan's wonderful anime is lacking, sister. What a waste. What a weeb. I I used to watch a fair bit when I was younger, but I didn't realize just how much there is. If it were manga, I'd know a bit more, but not as much as you two. You should learn from Miharu. I make sure to keep up to date thanks to my job. It's easier to please the customers when you can talk about these things with them. When I think about it, I barely watched any anime at all recently. I've kept myself busy by helping out with the store. My time's tied up in it even more now that I'm in charge of it. You read a fair amount of shoujo manga, don't you? Yeah, I borrowed a decent amount from Mao. You may look scary, but deep down you still like girly things. It's one of the best things about her. Hey, shouldn't you be denying that I look scary? As we make our way back to the subway entrance, Miharu follows alongside us. Which is odd of her, considering she should have gone in the opposite direction at Akihabara to get home. When I decide to ask her why she's tagging along, she answers with a smile. It's simple. I'll be staying over at your place tonight as well. Leaving you and Sophia alone is still a bit too dangerous after all. Huh? Tomorrow's a weekday, you know. I can make my way back home early in the morning. That is, after I make sure Sophia doesn't take you out while you're sleeping. Hey now, no need to say it like that. Take her out. Do we need to go somewhere? Okay, do we need to go somewhere else, rather?
Okay.
So maybe you're a bit too young to understand the meaning behind it, but as I said before, I still don't trust you.
Ah.
She looks sad at first, but then flips right back to her bright expression. I did get to visit a lot of fun places, thanks to that. You're taking her somewhere else tomorrow, right? In that case, I'll join. Naturally, I'll be staying overnight again, too. But don't worry, I'll do what I can to not sour the experience for her, alright? I'm fine with it, but what about your mom? She hesitates before nodding her head and telling me it'll be fine. With that sorted out, we discuss where to go tomorrow as we make our way back. Miharu never appeared openly hostile towards Sonya today, but you could tell things were a bit awkward. That Salisbury steak was delicious, Miharu. Sonya feels the need to praise Miharu for her cooking after we head up to my room after dinner. Miharu was the one that proposed making it on our way home, in all honesty. It really was. I heard you were a good cook, but that was somehow even better than expected.
Every
It's hard not to improve when you cook on a daily basis.
Rinka は僕の手料理を食べたことがなかっただろ。いい機会だと思ってね。明日は君の手料理を食べたいな。
And it was a good opportunity to let you taste my cooking for the first time. Now I can look forward to trying yours.
いいけど、あんまり期待しないでね。
Sure, but, don't set your expectations too high. It's funny, but I cook every day too. Granted, most of the time I buy a number of small meals and mix them together. I usually stick to simple things, so that's probably why I never seem to get any better. As for the food online on the Lionhouse menu, I can only make that thanks to my grand's recipes. Next, we take our respective turns in the bath and then spend the night watching TV and chatting away. What time is it? I can tell it's not morning yet, but for some reason I've woken up. Huh? Something isn't right, and I realize what it is immediately. Neither Maharu nor Sonya are anywhere in sight. I figure something's up, and then I hear voices coming from downstairs. Fearing the worst, I make my way to the stairs. I stop halfway down, though. I'm not sure what they're talking about, but Maharu seems rather serious. She obviously doesn't want me hearing or knowing what they're talking about if she took Sonya downstairs with her. I realize that listening in on other people's conversations isn't admirable, and yet I can't bring myself to go back to my room. Don't you? Yes. I can hear them clearly once Mihara seems to change the subject. As I thought, something isn't quite right. How so? You called me by name before Rinka ever said it in front of you. Oh, that means you already knew it. I asked this already knowing the answer, but you have my name card, don't you? I'm sorry. Why are you apologizing? Because I never told you about having it. You're really throwing me for a loop. Maharu sighs and massages her brow with her fingers. Fine, whatever. Just remember this. My name is Mishima Maharu. Yes, I won't deny that. You're an interesting kid, you know that? Maharu's name card. I know her full name, and yet somehow I don't have it. That can only mean that her real name is something other than what I know her as. Well, it's not too surprising when you consider her circumstances at home. It's also why I've never asked her about it. I know you're up there, Rinka. Sister! I cover my mouth by reflex when Maharu calls my name, despite knowing that it will make a slapping sound. Did you honestly think that I, of all people, would notice the sound of your breathing? Sorry. No shortage of apologies for me today, huh? I'm not sure how much you heard, but either way, do me a favor and forget about it.
Sophia も深夜に起こして悪かったね。上へ戻ろう。眠れるだけ眠っておいた方がいい。
And Sophia, sorry for waking you up in the middle of the night. You need as much sleep as you can get, so let's go back upstairs.
そうだね。
Yeah, okay. I want to discuss things with Maharu now that the cat's out of the bag, but we decided it's best to go back to my room after watching Sonya let out a big yawn. Basically, I don't get to find out anything regarding Maharu's name card. School ends up flying by somehow. Once classes are over, the three of us met up at the gate. We couldn't have Sonya infiltrate the school again, so we got her to wander around the university campus instead. Not only is it open to everyone, but there's a library there as well. I'm sure she surprised a few students there, but oh well. However, once we meet up, I realize getting her to do that was a mistake. The university here seems like fun. Sonia. Her words pierce my heart. She'll never have the opportunity to attend a university regardless of the Divine Selection's outcome. Even if she were to win somehow, it wouldn't cure her condition. Whether or not she would really die soon after is unknown, but at the very least, she's convinced herself that it's certain. Don't beat yourself up, Rinka. Right? Right, I'm happy that I got to see something new. Okay, we should get going. There's lots for us to see today. I can't wait to see anything and everything. Things seem fine between the two of them. I guess they've put whatever happened last night behind them. Like Mahara said, we've got plenty to see today. We make our way towards the station. It's hard to sum up all the places we visited. First was Tokyo Sky Tree, after that Sensoji Temple. We made sure to avoid the busy area, but we still got a good look at Kaminariman. I'm not a Japanese speaker, I'm doing the best I can. We saw Roppongi Hills from a distance as well, but before that we paid a visit to Jinboku since it served as the setting for an old anime, or Jinbocho. Watching from place to place would have been a bit much, so we used a taxi instead. Sonia's parents must be rich since she paid for everything with her credit card just like she did at the Maid Cafe. That helped a lot, especially because we also went to Odaiba. After getting on the Ferris wheel and seeing the Fuji Television Building, we had to turn right around to reach our final stop. Said last stop is the Zojoji Temple. It's said to be a time-honored temple with ties to the Tokugawa family from the Edo period. That, and something about Pure Land Buddhism. Based on what we're seeing here, a lot of bands and artists use the open area for concerts. The area's name and those of its surrounding stones are based on the name of the huge gate at the entrance of the temple, so it goes without saying just how impressive it all is. It's only 30 or 60 minutes from the station, and yet I had no idea this place even existed. 30 or so minutes, rather. Ugh, I'm exhausted. I figured we'd be fine since we're on our feet most of the time when we're working, but this really has been taxing. Meanwhile, Sonia walks ahead of us as we complain about our aching feet. Wow! She blurts out an exclamation of wonder as she points at Tokyo Tower visible off in the distance. There it is in the background. You can clearly see it past the temple. Its huge red frame is decorated with all sorts of colored lighting. Obviously, I've seen it before, but seeing it this close and at night is a completely different experience. It's so pretty. Yeah. Tokyo is such a nice place. All three of us are entranced by the sight of Tokyo Tower glimmering in the night for a good while. It brings back memories of the parade and light show I saw together with Miharu at the theme park. Divine Selection wasn't even on my mind back then. Never would I have imagined that I'd wind up in a situation like this. I wonder if Sonia's reflecting on her life right now. There's a hint of sorrow on her face as she looks up at Tokyo Tower. I'm happy I had the opportunity to see something this lovely. I'm so happy that it's making me feel worried. Her eyes water and reflect the light coming from the tower. She raises her gaze higher into the night sky, but it does little to keep the tears from running down her cheeks. This has to be the happiest moment of my life. My first time experiencing the world. And it's also the last. The floodgates damming her tears have broken. I understand that feeling all too well. She can't keep up the facade any longer. Her bright smile has been snuffed out by this outburst. It's all over. Sniff, today is my last laugh. Ew, I kind of feel bad now. I feel my own eyes start to water, but I do everything in my power to hold it in. I move to hug her, but Mahara notices and shakes her head at me. Don't let yourself get too attached. She says this quietly enough so that only I hear her. I can't stop myself, though. Crying together with her isn't an option, then I want her to know I'm here for her. Here for her, at the very least. There's no doubt she'll crumble in front of reality otherwise. I told myself that I accepted my situation, but it's not true. Now that I know that the world is full of beautiful things like this, but my time here is running out. Time slows to a crawl while Sonya lets all her emotions out. The light from the tower reflects off her tears, causing them to shine like precious jewels. Mahara starts to say something, but stops herself. Once Sonya finally settles down, we make our way back to Lion House. It's 9 p.m. by the time we get back. Going out to buy stuff for dinner, not to mention making it, would have taken even longer, so we ended up ordering some pizza. Needless to say, the three of us wolf it down immediately. Delicious. Japan's food is truly the best. Come on, I know for a fact you can get pizza delivered in Russia as well. They deliver pizza everywhere. Not in Antarctica, not yet, but it's coming. I always had to watch what I ate before this. That's why I'm happy I can eat whatever I want now. Her tone may be cheery, but there's a weight hidden behind her each and every word. Mahara manages to keep things from becoming awkward, though. I'm a bit upset you didn't cook, to be honest. You have to be mindful of the time. Besides, I don't think I've had pizza delivered since I was a kid. Well, I can't imagine you'd have much opportunity to do so while living with your grandmother. Yeah. She was never big on getting stuff delivered in the first place, except some soba now and then. She's not against pizza itself, considering she'd make it here every so often. In fact, she'd eat pretty much anything, to the point where she'd always go on about how not being fussy about food is the secret behind her being so healthy. She really is healthy for her age, too. She really enjoys bragging about still having all her teeth intact. I see you take after her in that regard. Yeah, I must. Your grandmother must be a wonderful person. She's the one who raised Rinka, so you're right about that. So says Mahara, who I'm pretty sure actually hasn't met my gran. There's plenty to talk about while we eat our dinner. The topics often revolve around Sonya's family. Her grandmother in particular sounds like a nice person, and she's apparently good at sewing. In fact, she's the one who made pasta zero for Sonia. I never had any friends. So my grandmother gifted Pasta Zero to me so I wouldn't be lonely while reading books and watching anime. It had the chance to see the world along with me today, so I'm sure it's as happy as I am. A heavy yawn erupts from Sonia after that, almost as if to lighten the mood. Now that I've eaten, I'm starting to feel sleepy. We did a lot of walking today, so get some rest, okay? Okay, good night. Saying that, she makes her way upstairs. Miharu and I are now alone together downstairs. Miharu ends up being the one to strike up a conversation while we tidy everything up. And what will that conversation be about? Well, we'll find out next time on Grimm's Visual Novel Corner. And, if you guys like it and you want me to continue Fatal 12, because I know you do, there's been a couple things talked about. It was mostly slice of life. But there was a few things talked about. She does have the card. That is interesting. We don't know what's going to happen next. There's going to be another Divine Selection soon. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.